Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, my friends. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster with a little stoic wisdom thrown in. Ever feel like fear's holding you back? Like anxiety's got you locked in its grip? You know that feeling when your heart races just thinking about something new or challenging? Well, strap yourselves in because today we're tackling head-on those pesky fears and anxieties and finding our way to courage and action. Now, I get it. Fear is a natural human emotion. It's wired into us for survival. But when fear becomes the boss of your life, telling you what you can and can't do, that's when things take a turn. It starts whispering doubts in your ear, making you question yourself, and ultimately preventing you from reaching your full potential. That's where courage comes in, not as some mythical superpower, but as a muscle we can train. We choose to act despite our fear, step outside our comfort zone, and embrace the unknown. So, how do we build that inner fortress of courage? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that'll help you conquer those fears and anxieties. First up, acknowledge your fears. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Name them, face them head on, and understand what's driving those feelings. Are you afraid of failure? Rejection? The unknown? Once you identify the root cause, you can start to tackle it with more clarity. Remember, acknowledging your fear doesn't mean giving into it. It means taking control. Next, reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing fear as a threat, try viewing it as an opportunity for growth. Think about it this way. What challenges have you overcome in the past? What did you learn from those experiences? How did stepping outside your comfort zone ultimately make you stronger? Remember, every obstacle overcome is a victory, no matter how small it may seem. Now, let's talk action. You know that saying, just do it? Well, there's a reason why it's so popular. Sometimes, the best way to conquer fear is simply to take the first step. It doesn't have to be a giant leap, even small actions can build momentum and create a sense of accomplishment. Think about that project you've been putting off, that conversation you've been avoiding, or that hobby you've always wanted to try. Take one small step today and see where it takes you. Another powerful tool is mindfulness. When anxiety starts creeping in, take a moment to focus on your breath. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. This simple practice can help calm your racing thoughts and bring a sense of clarity. There are tons of great mindfulness apps out there that can guide you through these exercises. Finally, remember you're not alone. We all experience fear and anxiety at some point. Talk to a trusted friend or family member about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly therapeutic and remind you that you have support. You can also connect with others online who are facing similar challenges. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreams of showcasing her work in a gallery but constantly battles fear of judgment and rejection. She spends hours crafting beautiful pieces but keeps them hidden away, paralyzed by the thought of criticism. One day, she attends an open mic night for writers, something completely outside her comfort zone. While listening to others share their stories, Sarah realizes that vulnerability can be powerful and that courage isn't about being fearless, it's about showing up even when you're scared. Inspired, she decides to submit one of her pieces to a local gallery exhibition. She faces rejection, but the experience pushes her to keep creating and refining her art. She starts sharing her work online, gradually building confidence and connecting with others who appreciate her talent. Sarah's story shows us that action, even in small doses, can chip away at fear and pave the way for incredible things. So, my friends, take a deep breath, acknowledge your fears, reframe your perspective, take action, practice mindfulness, and remember you're not alone. Let courage be your guiding light as you navigate life's challenges and create a future filled with possibilities. Don't just listen to this podcast, live it. Share your own stories of overcoming fear, tag me on social media, and let's build a community of courageous individuals who inspire each other to reach new heights. Until next time, keep that inner fire burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.